Time to open up God's Word, get our day rooted in the Word of God and rooted in the Lord. And joining us this morning is Curtis Cloth from Compelled Church. He's the worship leader there. How are you, Curtis? Welcome.
I'm doing well.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you.
And we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. Thank you so much. So you probably heard the expression, don't sweat the small stuff. And that's not a scripture. You won't find that in the Bible, Paul. But I do think that as Christians, we would do a lot better if we didn't sweat the small stuff so much, particularly in the conversations that we have with people, you know, both face-to-face and online, no matter what that conversation might look like. Because throughout our lives, we're going to come across people that we disagree with. It's just something that's going to happen. And another saying that I really like is that we don't always have to attend every argument that we're invited to. And so an example from the Bible that I can think of is from 1 Corinthians 8. And this is Paul speaking to Christians who are having this big disagreement about whether or not they should eat meat that's sacrificed to idols. And so starting in verse 4, it says, "So then, about eating food sacrificed to idols, we know that an idol is nothing at all in the world, and there's no but one. For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as indeed there are many, quote, gods and many, quote, lords, yet for us there's but one God, the Father, from whom all things came and for whom we live. And there's but one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all things came and through whom we live. But not everyone knows this. Some people are still so accustomed to idols that when they eat such food, they think of it as having been sacrificed to an idol. And since their conscience is weak, it is defiled. But food does not bring us near to God. We're no worse if we do not eat, and we're no better if we do." And here's the main point, I think, right here. Verse 9, he says, "Be careful, however, that the excess of your freedom does not become a stumbling block to the weak." And so basically what he's saying is this whole issue of eating meat sacrificed to idols, it's kind of the small stuff that we don't need to sweat and we don't need to argue and become embittered about. And so later on he goes to say, hey, if it causes my brother to stumble, I'd rather not eat meat at all. It's better for us not to engage in arguments, especially if it's not a salvational issue. And there's scriptures all over the place in the Bible that teach us not to argue with people. I'd say one of the hardest scriptures to live by, to really walk out, would be Philippians 2:14, which says, "Do everything without complaining and arguing." 2 Timothy 2 says, "Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know that they produce quarrels, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful." And 2 Timothy 2:16 says, "Avoid pointless discussions, for people become more and more ungodly." So I guess the question would be, what is a pointless discussion? Well, I would say when you come across arguments that aren't a salvational issue. You know, there's always hot button issues going around. I would say probably today would be whether or not you should mask, whether or not you should become vaccinated, those type of things, which aren't exactly salvational issues, sometimes are maybe wisest not to enter such arguments such as those. But when it comes to salvational issues, those are the type of discussions that we should become involved in, but even then, Paul instructs us to be careful how we respond in those situations too. 1 Peter 3 says, "In your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect." So really, no matter what conversations we choose to be involved in, gentleness and respect should be how we lead those discussions. And I think that, you know, Jesus said that the world would know that we're his disciples by how we love each other. And so I would say that's my encouragement to you this morning, is through all of your relationships and all of your conversations, lead them with gentleness and respect, just like the scriptures would instruct us to.
That's a good word for us, Curtis. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
Yes, absolutely. Father God, we just thank you so much that the Bible says you are love. And we want to be like you. We want to be more like you. So, Lord, as we go throughout our day today, as we interact with people, help us to do so with gentleness and respect, genuinely loving every single person that we come in contact with today. We pray this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Curtis Klotz joining us from Compelled Church, where he is the worship leader and pastor there. And Curtis, tell us about Compelled Church.
So, yeah, we are a multi-site church with two locations, one in the Bedford area and one in Holland. And the best way to find some more information on the church would be to go to compelledchurch.tv or to search for Compelled Church through Facebook.